Any second here. Okay, it looks like we are live. One second here. Let me make sure. For anyone who's in here and maybe we're already live, I do apologize. We're live. Oh, Dr. Noob Sauce is here. I'm gonna say this thing that Matt Deason always says, and I hope I don't mess it up. I think it's what's up, afternoon tokers, midnight inhalers, and AM hookah smokers. Hopefully you guys are all doing well. It's me, Adrian, from the AM hookah podcast, and today I actually have a guest with me, and that is going to be Sally the Shisha Savage. What's going on, Sally?
Nothing much, Adrian. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. And give me a second here to pull up chat. Everyone that has watched this before, you guys all know that Matt pretty much runs the show, and I'm just a guy with beautiful blue eyes. And I'm not really sure how to run this, so we're kind of running gunning here. What's going on, Nafiel? Dr. Noob Sauce, what up? Akeem, what's going on? And Sid, what's going on, you guys? Okay, so today I figured we just kind of have a conversational podcast, talk a little bit about maybe mixing and some other topics. And I wanted to ask Sally some questions, and I figured we'd talk to Chad and stuff. Does that sound good, Sally?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome, awesome. And everyone who has already joined, what's going on? What are you guys smoking? Are you guys smoking? If you're not smoking, why aren't you smoking? And I guess we'll start right off the top by asking Sally, what have you been up to? It's been a while since we've done anything online. We had that one mix video on my channel a while back.
So I've been up to a lot. I've been going through some stuff in my personal life. So I took a hiatus 5 months or so. But just job change. I moved, ended a relationship, had a lot of stuff going on. So yeah, I've been trying to jumpstart my channel, been trying to be motivated to do it, and just the right opportunities weren't there. I just had too much going on. But I am looking forward to getting back on YouTube and doing what I love, which is reviewing and being out there in the community. So I actually shot my first video 2 nights ago, so I'm in the process of editing to get it out there. So, guys, look out. I will be coming back with a vengeance.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right, and just so everyone knows, I'll go ahead and leave a link to your channel, Sally, in the description for anyone who doesn't know you. I'd be shocked to see anyone in this particular chat that doesn't already follow you. But let me ask you
Awesome.
right now, really quick, because I want to show off what I'm smoking. But you're the guest, so what are you smoking right now?
So I have never done this mix before myself. So shout out to Jessica over at South Smoke for introducing me to a variation of this mix. So I'm smoking Azure Lemon Muffin, Blueberry Muffin, and Cherry Muffin from the Gold line with a pinch of Trifecta cookie dough.
That sounds outstanding. What's your setup? Everyone forgets to talk
So
about that.
yeah, let me see if I can turn my camera around, or maybe not. Oh. So
Sweet.
my setup today is my VZ stainless steel tall with a Hookajohn 80 feet bowl, Provost from AOT, three Superior Cocoa cubes, and yeah, that's about it.
Well,
Standard VZ hose.
that beats the crap out of my setup. I'm actually smoking out of that. You've actually seen this bowl in person, so this is the Relics bowl I picked up from Kyle Smith. I've got a mix of green apple candy and dark plum, both Tangier flavors. Set up on my initiate, set up in like the micro setting, real short, thunder slim hose, and I also have a provost on top because that's the best way to smoke Tangiers, in my
I love
opinion.
it. Both flavors you got for me. Yay.
Yes, they're awesome. I'm super pumped. I'm actually pumped to try out that mix you gave me. Is that something that's you're going to be doing on your channel, by the way? Because I know you mentioned that.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna feature one person that got a mix to see if they got it right or wrong, and then kind of describe what it was, and give out some door prizes to people that either tune in or people who are involved, because I'm all about giving back to the community. So I'm excited about that. I've been trying to get it going for a little bit. I know Hookah University is doing something similar to it right now, but really just individual members posting mixes. But I mean, it's my way of kind of like sharing tobacco with people without, feeling like, oh, I'm a shitty person if I don't send out, a 250 or a kilo to
Right.
someone. So I figured, it's just a little love.
I think that's a really good way to do that. It gets expensive to start sending kilos of tobacco out to people. So, I would advise against that. let's see here. In the chat, really quick, we do have some people smoking. First, Snafael, yo, the bowl you sent me is so good. It makes the flavor last longer for me. Thanks a lot. I'm super pumped you like that bowl, Snafael. Rose of Death, did you get the bowl that I sent you? That's a question I have. Jessica, what's going on? And Akeem is smoking some New California Dream in his KM. Which KM do you have, Akeem? I'm curious. And then, yeah, okay, cool. So that is awesome. That is a really neat idea that I'm kind of mad that I didn't think of first. Because I'm going to be trying to figure out the mix that you gave me. And I guess it's four flavors from four brands, which is super intimidating.
had to set the bar high for you. You're a reviewer. And, yeah. I think we missed a comment there. Sid said they're smoking Alfacker Guava, Cerbaletti, Blueberry Lime, Lychee, and Haze Frozen Lakes. What a mix.
Oh, man. Thanks for catching that. Matt usually does all the work, and I just sit here and look at the camera. So I appreciate you coming
on. Oh, it's all good. And what's up, Big Dome? Good to see Big you Dome's from Memphis. Here.
Sweet. All right. So I figure we'll do a stripped down version of the show and cut right to the chase and talk a little bit about the topic of the show, which is something that was actually requested by someone in the audience a few shows ago. I've got a little list here with some of the requests that they have. And I saw mixing, and I figured you and I did a mix video on five awesome Alfacker mixes that you can have back in 2017. And I figured, hey, maybe we can talk about some of the nuances of mixing and, you know, mixing different brands of tobacco, what flavor profiles tend to go well together. And obviously, chat, let us know what the hell you guys like to do when you're mixing tobacco too, because I basically just throw any two flavors together and try it, and it's usually good, and sometimes it's awful.
Yeah, I think it's a big experimentation type of game. You never know what you're going to get unless you're mixing something that's already been in your repertoire or mixing something that somebody else already has messed around with and perfected or gotten to the proportions that you need to mix it for a specific flavor. I've gotten bored with a lot of single note flavors. Nothing wrong with single note flavors, but I feel like the true potential of a brand really says, you know, really says a lot if you can mix it with other brands or other flavors from the same brand. I actually just mixed right before this bowl, Lavu Tropicali and Southern Peach. It was actually pretty good. I was really sad because it was the last of my Tropicali, and my Southern Peach is low. But in my opinion, you can basically mix any brand together. It's just how you mix it and how you pack the bowl. Because like Tangiers, I would say don't mix it, do side by side, you know. But if you're mixing Tangiers with other brands, then mix it. You can also do layer packs. There's so much that goes into mixing, but really it's, you know, don't overthink it. I think the best mixes come out of you not overthinking and just thinking, okay, what flavor combinations should I go for? And then just go from there.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That's actually one of the first spots I wanted to hit in this topic. And that's like mixing blondes with darks. You've got people that say that you cannot do that. You should never mix blondes with dark. You've got people that do it all the time. I'm actually someone who's pretty comfortable with mixing blondes with darks. But I know that you just said that you mix Tangiers with a blonde side by side. And I actually had my first experience with that when I went out to North Carolina to meet up with you guys. I had never tried that before. But when you're mixing like a dark with a blonde, and let's exclude Tangiers and any of those dense pack brands like Tangiers or the KFC by Alchemist, what do you tend to gravitate to? Do you do a pre-mix before actually packing it? Layer, what's your go-to?
So today I actually packed it into onto my cutting board, mixed it up a little bit to get all the flavors together because I was messing with the ratios a little bit. If you guys are just joining us, I mixed three gold flavors from Azure, which is a blonde leaf, with Trifecta Dark. But it just really depends. Sometimes I just throw it in the bowl side by side. Sometimes I mix it, before I pack it. It just really depends on how I feel. And, I mean, I always get different results. So I think that's the fun of mixing, is just figuring out what works for you. Because what works for me isn't going to work for you all the time. And vice versa.
Right. I'd like to touch on some of the nuances of different mixing styles in a second here, but really quick, we've got Killian Lane in the chat. And if I'm not mistaken, is that the gentleman from North Carolina? Is that Jessica's husband?
Yeah, that's Jessica's husband. So awesome. Hi, Killian.
And Raphael, he needs some new flavors. Killigan. Neff says, I need some new flavors to try. I bought some orange mint and have a love hate of how I feel about it. Just me, though. Yeah, orange flavors can be hit and miss. What did you get, the Elfacher orange mint? Because I like that one personally. I usually keep it in my rotation. Brad says, just mix some Zomo Strong Passion and Alpha Comma Orange Mint, which is a super strong flavor, and Gum Mint. That sounds amazing. Brad, what bowl do you have that in? And then Naf says, when mixing, he smells both and then puts a little bit of both in his hand and smells it together. And then if he likes the scent, he smokes it. And if not, he doesn't smoke it. I've actually never judged a mix by the scent of the mix itself before. In fact, I don't think I've ever like made a mix and then smelt it before foiling it. Have you ever done that, Sally?
Yeah, actually, I did that before packing this bowl. But I only do that to get a good feel of what the bowl's going to be like. I don't ever mix something and then not smoke it. But the point of me smelling it is, one, to see what type of flavors are together, how they're melding, or if I need to adjust the mix ratio a little bit, or if I need to add a different flavor. So let's say I mixed orange and like orange with cream from Elfacher with, you know, some mint. But maybe I need something to tone it down a little bit. So maybe I add a little more grape, you know, a little bit of grapefruit or a little bit of lemon. It's purely so I know what type of ratio I'm going to be smoking, not saying, oh, this smells like crap, I'm not going to smoke it. I never waste tobacco. So even if it's the most god-awful bowl that I could possibly pack, I still smoke it just to say I did it.
Well, that's kind of the best thing about mixing. When you pick up a garbage flavor and you know you're not going to like it, you could always have that comfort of, oh, I can just mix this away. You know, I can mix like 10% of it into bowls throughout the next week or so and get rid of it that way.
Yep, I'm just going to hit up some of the comments real quick so you're not doing it all by yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Noob Sauce says, Tristan will recommend AF Grape. Oh, hashtag ketchup.
Hey, Dr. Noob Sauce, you know, I would actually recommend getting some McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Don't do that. He's already butthurt about it. He couldn't even get sweet and sour the other day. And then he sent me a picture of a sweet and sour sauce packet the other day. I was like, don't even get the nuggets if you can't get the sauce. But the hot mustard and sweet and sour are pretty good, I must say. Nephiel said, I got the AF. Awesome. Brad says, he's smoking out of his Hookah John Ferris bowl with his new Phoenix. I'm so jealous. I've been wanting to get a Phoenix. And Akeem says, Dr. Noob got me on new tobacco. It's the bomb. That's awesome. And for those of you who don't know who Dr. Noob Sauce is, Chris's channel is pretty awesome. So go give him a subscribe.
Yeah, he's actually one of the, he was one of the more active reviewers, and he's starting to crank out more videos. So go subscribe to him because he's got some new videos coming out. I had the pleasure of talking to him a little bit ago, and I'm excited to see what he comes out with. Oh, J-Rock's here. What's going on, J-Rock? Dude, what are you smoking? No, you're not late. This is a pretty impromptu episode of the AM Hookah Podcast. As you can see, Matt's not here, so I'm pretty much just relying on Sally to make me look even mildly interesting.
I'm a little bit more interesting to look at than Matt, I think. I'm not as pixelated right now.
that's very true. I need to fix Matt's computer or something. I'm going to Idaho. Akeem watches Dr. Potatoes. Yeah. I hear he collects potatoes. Ooh, and Naf just got some titanium cubettes in. If you never used those, Naf, those are super solid.
They're so great. I love them.
All right, but yeah.
They're so great for Kenjiers.
We were talking about this just for a second, and I'm really interested to hear what you think about this, because in all the different ways you can mix, whether you pre-mix it and load the bowl, or you do a layer pack, or side-by-side, whatever you're going to do, do you find that, let's take two different methods of mixing, say, you know, loading the bowl, portioning it, then dumping it out, mixing it, and putting it back in, versus doing a layer pack. What differences do you notice? Say, let's just say you've got, like, right off the bat, you're doing, like, Elfacher Citrus Mint, and something like Elfacher Double Apple, just to keep it really simple. What would you say the difference is between doing a layer pack, say you're doing the orange and double apple on bottom, or actually just mixing it together first and then putting it into your bowl and foiling it that way? Do you notice a flavor profile difference? Does it smoke any differently?
It does, actually. And there was a topic that came up that was similar to this in one of the hookah groups. I feel like that when you mix the flavors together and throw it back in the bowl, you get more of a harmonized flavor. So you get a single
Oh, hold on just a second. You broke up for a second there.
From all of the different things. Whereas a layer pack.
Try that again. It broke up for a second. I think I'm. Well, it looks like Sally has just...
What's up, Adrian?
Are you back? You're back.
Okay, that was weird.
That was very weird.
But like...
Oh, no. The connection must be weak or something. I'm not sure what's going on here. We'll wait a second and see if she cuts back in.
It harmonizes.
You know what I'm going to do? Hey, Sally, you keep cutting out. Do you want me to kick you and then re-invite you or something? Because the connection seems to be off a little bit.
Yeah. Kick me and then re-invite me.
Let's try that. Let's see if I can figure out how to do that really quick. Okay, there we go. Let's see if I can't. We're going to invite her again. Unfortunately, the connection seems pretty bad, which is unfortunate, but that's what I get for trying to go in blind doing this. Hopefully they get better because you guys are going to be stuck with me and a guest for like the next month or so, which is always a bummer. But I'm re-inviting Sally right now, so hopefully she re-enters and we're good to go. But real quick, chat, let's do that. The connection is like my heat management when I first started smoking hookah. That's actually hilarious, Neff. Noob sauce, no air connection. Yeah, I know. Let's see here. I just re-invited her, so let's see if she pops back in. And let's... Sally, are you back?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Outstanding. Can you start where you, like, started, I guess?
Yeah, so what I was saying is when you pre-mix the flavors, I feel like you get more of a harmonized flavor, so it becomes a single note at that point. But when you layer pack, you can pick out the different flavors a little bit more easily. So, you know, obviously if you pack the double apple on the bottom and the orange on citrus mint on top, you're going to taste the citrus mint first. And as the bowl heats up, you're going to get the double apple, and then you'll start tasting them together. But at the same time, you're going to be able to pick up the two different flavor profiles a little bit more distinctively than if you mix everything together.
Very cool. Yeah, I've kind of noticed the same thing. Really quick, Rose of Death, the bowl that was sent, that's just a standardized red clay Egyptian bowl. You can pick those things up for like $4 or $5. I would just recommend keeping a couple in your rotation. They beat the hell out of the mod bowls that come with most hookah stock. And to add to that question, I guess, typically you would do this with something like Tangiers. I know you made that Tangiers Zomo mix, which is just stellar, 2 weekends ago. But what about packing side by side? Does that change from the layer pack or from the premix?
I feel like it's going to be more similar to the layer pack if it's side by side. So in the layer pack, you have the flavor on top of the other. So it's going to take, you know, 30 minutes or so into the session for you to taste the bottom layer. But side by side, you're going to taste them at the same time. But I still feel like you can pick out the flavors a little bit more distinctively because they're side by side.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely see that. Looks like you're good to go back in the chat. I'm trying to monitor this. I don't remember if I have this on a 10-second delay or not. So I'm kind of panicking over here, but I think we are good to go. Okay, let's talk about cross-brand mixing a little bit because I think that's something a lot of people have some misconceptions about. And let's dive right into dark leaf, blonde leaf mixing. Do you typically do this a lot? This is something I actually do all the time, especially with dark leaf trifecta flavors or Starbuzz Vintage. I find that those mix very well with certain blonde leaves.
Yeah, no, I do it all the time, actually. And you'll find that some of the blonde leaves actually are a little bit more heat resilient than some of these other blondes out there. So Zomo Blonde, like the World Experience line, holds up very well under heat versus Azure Gold line, which is a little bit more heat resistant. I'm sorry, a little bit more heat sensitive. So it just depends on what blonde that you use. But what I tend to do is use a little bit less of the blonde if it is a little bit more heat sensitive, and just kind of mix it in together. Whereas that day I packed Zomo, Tropical Amazon, and Tangiers K-Mint side by side, the Tropical Amazon can hold up. So I'm not worried about mixing it. I just packed it side by side.
Awesome. Okay, so like you were saying, when you pack the Tangiers with the Zomo side by side, you can kind of fix the need to pack the Zomo like you would pack Tangiers, because obviously Zomo isn't going to take a dense pack like Tangiers. But if you're going to pack side by side with something like, say, Tangiers Dark, and then you're going to do the other half with Zomo, Are you going to dense the Tangiers down like you would dense Tangiers normally and then kind of do a fluff pack with the Zomo like you would typically do? Or are you adjusting both tobaccos?
I actually don't put that much thought into it. So props to you on thinking about that. I actually just pack it all together. So what I do is I do kind of a semi-dense on the Tangiers, and then I fluff the Zomo in, which I semi-dense the blonde sometimes too. And then I just kind of do the RB Palmer just to smack it down, and it becomes a semi-dense, and it's totally fine. I know some people are all against fluff packing Tangiers or doing anything that's not like a super dense pack. But I fluff packed Tangiers in an Egyptian bowl. I fluff packed Tangiers in a funnel bowl when I was experimenting and getting used to it. And honestly, performance-wise, it has not made that much of a difference for me. Yes, the dense packed Tangiers lasts a lot longer, and the flavor doesn't kick as much, which I've noticed with fluff packing. That's why I don't fluff pack Tangiers anymore as often. I actually have a story about this. Those of you who've heard this before, I'm sorry. But I actually almost passed out in the shower after smoking fluff pack Tangiers. Eddie. I just happened to see your comment last. But yes, fluff pack Tang will bring the nicotine out fast. It will. And I had a severe case of nicotine poisoning. Jeez. And yeah, I smoked on my bowl for maybe about 5 minutes, and I started getting lightheaded, and I was like, well, maybe I didn't have enough caffeine today. Maybe I'm just getting a headache. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a shower, just kind of like center myself. I went into the shower, and the steam from the shower was making it really hard for me to breathe. So I started breathing really heavy. I felt like I couldn't get enough oxygen into my lungs. And it didn't help that I was like chain smoking Tangiers because I just really needed a bowl. And I literally had to hold myself up against the wall of the shower because I feel like if I didn't, I would have fallen over and I would have had to like, you know, reenact the entire like, what's it called?
Oh boy, hold on a second. It looks like you're breaking up again, which is just fantastic. But that sounds
so
like, there you are. Go ahead, Sally. Sorry, you were cutting out for a second.
Sorry, basically the lesson of the story is don't fluff pack Tangiers unless you can handle it, and don't chain smoke it if you fluff pack.
Yeah, I've never fluff packed Tangiers. That sounds like a nightmare to me. I remember just like almost passing out the first two times I smoked Tangiers just from packing it wrong. Like, as you know, the first 6-7 times you pack Tangiers, you're probably not going to get it right. The RB Palmer is kind of what helped me get it correct. But I don't think I'd ever try fluff packing Tangiers. And then this is something, I don't know if you've tried this. Do you have a Phoenix, Sally?
I do not.
Okay, I do, and I have tried this. Nafael just said, thoughts on foil with the Phoenix. And then he says, oh, God, sorry. I'm assuming he's talking about the awful story you just told about passing out.
Yeah, I feel like you did foil with the Phoenix on the last AM Hookah podcast.
I did. That's exactly what I did. And honestly, Naf, if you have a Phoenix, I give it a shot. I don't know that it is better than a Provost on foil at all. I think it might be close to the same thing. And it seems a little weird since you would poke holes in your foil, but there's no holes in the bottom of the Phoenix. So I'm not sure why this worked out, but yeah, it worked fine for me. So I'm going to keep trying that out. Maybe there's something to it. I'm not really sure. Matt's here. What's going on, Matt? Welcome to the AM Hookah podcast.
As a guest,
I wish you were here instead of me. This is rough for me, man. Thank you, You're Sally, for carrying job. The show. What is the most, Sally, I want to pass this question on to you. Sally, what is the most overrated shisha?
The most overrated shisha?
And you can't say Starbucks because that's too topical right now.
No. That's a little hot topic button I'm not going to press. That's like the nuclear bomb button for Donald Trump. honestly, I think the most overrated shisha was Starry when it came out. And look where they are now. Do you see Starry anywhere? No.
I forgot they existed.
Yeah, exactly. So they came out of nowhere, and they had some copywriting issues with Fumari, and they disappeared just as quick. So I feel like out of all the shisha brands that I've seen, Starry's the most overrated. If I had to choose one that's overrated right now in the market. Let's yeah, I'm kind of running through all the brands in my head. But I feel like tobacco was kind of really hyped.
And oh, I'm sorry. Which one? Which one? I just skipped out for a second.
You're fine. Ugly.
Ugly. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to talk about Ugly for a second, actually. So keep going.
Yeah, because I actually had a little bit of the bad batch I picked up at a local store. And honestly, let's say it's a toss-up between Ugly and Alchemist, because I'm going to be really truthful about this. I feel like a lot of these brands out there feel the pressure to overexpand quickly and to get their product out there, that the quality goes down so much. I mean, we all know about Alchemist. Came out real strong at the beginning. And all of a sudden, all soupy. They weren't smoking right. The flavor just was not there. I just kind of tossed Ugly in there because I forgot about Alchemist. But Ugly just recently had a bad batch. And it happens, guys. And I'm not saying that I hate Ugly, because I love Ugly Hookah Tobacco. I've had some really good experiences with it. I smoke it at least once a week. But I feel like these people are just so, like, they're just pushing themselves so hard to get the product out there. They're not really thinking about how it's going to affect the consumer on the other end when you push out products so fast, because you're going to end up putting band-aids on everything. And then all of a sudden you have all this retaliation from the consumers, and they're gonna write you off basically, because they feel like, A, you don't care enough to put out a good hookah product, and two, you just want to make money. Which Jim is a super nice guy. I met him in person at Hookah Expo last year. I don't think it was intentional, but I feel like when that supply and demand is really resting on their shoulders, they have a hard time keeping up, and they just push and push and push, and what we end up with is a subpar product.
Yeah, absolutely. I got 6 flavors from the bad Ugly batch myself, and he was under a lot of fire for that bad batch, and it sucks because people, it's easy to forget.
But let's think about this. Yeah, but it's you know, it happens to everyone. It happened to Alchemist. Mm-hmm. It happened to Tangiers, Trifecta, because I was one of the first people to notice that Trifecta had that bad batch. It happens to everyone, but you know, to answer that question, it's, you know, as of recently, I feel like those are the two brands that have been overhyped.
Yeah, absolutely. My issue, so I had, like I was saying, I've actually had some of the bad batch of Ugly. And like you were saying, it happens. And it happens especially with these small brands. Most people don't understand that Ugly is a very, very small operation. It's Jim and a small handful of people that produce this tobacco. So sometimes, you know, whether the cut was a big issue with the last batch of Ugly. And from what I understand from, you know, I've had a few conversations with Jim, it's basically this giant blade he uses to cut all of the tobacco. And if that thing goes dull in the middle of producing a batch, sometimes you can miss it. So I think sometimes we need to give slack to some people for giving out bad batches, especially guys like Jim, who he does his best to fix it. He actually replaced some people's tobacco who ordered a lot of the Ugly and got the bad batch. So I'm actually, I like Ugly too. I think that they're a little underrated right now. I got some of the new batch, and the guava is just outstanding. Let's see here. Let's go to chat for a second. Oh, this is an interesting one. Now, opposite, what is the most underrated? I want to get to that in a second.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question.
Let's see here. We've also got...
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, if you wanted to elaborate on that now, that's fine.
No, I was going to say, Killian asked a couple of comments ago, do you feel, hold on, what did he say? He said, if you're layer packing, are you using tobacco with a similar pack? And that question, I'm going to say no. And I'm sorry about my robot voice, Paul. But no, I mean, I've layer packed Fumari of Angiers. But I don't think that affects it at all. It's just how you pack your bowl and how well versed you are in heat management. So I don't think that affects it at all. And with underrated, I feel like Alfacher is very underrated. Oh, and I said this before in our mix video, which you guys can check out at Adrian's channel at Pipe Dream Hookah. Ooh. Give you a little plug there. Yeah, but we talked about this. Like, you know, we all think at the beginning of our hookah smoking careers, or you know, when we became enthusiasts, We all smoked Dahlfucker, Fantasia, Starbuzz, you know, Fumari. But I think everyone forgets about Dahlfucker. Dahlfucker has been around for a long time, since 1999. And I still smoke their flavors on a regular basis. I have it in my mixes all the time. And I really feel like some of their flavors are very underrated. Like kiwi is one of my favorites. Go to that all the time. Orange with cream, mint with cream. I mean, the list is endless. Honey, Dahlfucker honey is... it's hard to compare that to anything out there on the market. It's ridiculously good. What about you?
Yeah, you actually stole it. I'm a huge fan of Dahlfucker. I can get it for a good, pretty good price here. So I actually have a ton of Dahlfucker in my rotation at any given time. Last night, I was pissed. I was actually in a chat with Paul and Dr. Noobsauce, and Stefan was actually there. And I just killed my kilo of Dahlfucker Double Apple, so I got to go spend $40 tonight and pick up another kilo Double Apple. But yeah, brands like Dahlfucker, that's an extremely underrated brand in America. In other countries, it's actually like one of the only accessible brands. I know in Australia, one of the only things you can get is Dahlfucker. And in my opinion, another underrated brand of tobacco is actually Alwaha. They've got hits and misses like any other brand, but some of my favorite melon flavors came from Alwaha. And they also have this really tart flavor. I can't think of what it is. And I wish I could. It's something melon, but it's a very tart flavor from Alwaha. I think that's an underrated flavor as well.
I feel like Pure is another brand that's very underrated. A lot of people are afraid to try it for some reason, from talking to people. But Pure has some of the best natural flavors I've ever had. Pure Lemon Mint is amazing. Their apricot's really good. What else? FML Red is an awesome peppermint. Morangi, which is like an orange mango flavor, super natural.
Had that solid flavor. Yeah.
So good.
Let's see. I'm going to go to chat really quick and see what everyone is talking about. I wish I was as good at this as Matt is as far as getting into the chat. Gustav actually says, Gustav, is that the eighth? I'm bad with Roman numerals. Dahlfucker is definitely the safe, given if nothing else seems worth giving a shot, especially when rooting through local shops. Yeah, Dahlfucker is also super accessible locally. Normally, when you go into any smoke shop, they're going to have like a few key Dahlfucker flavors. Dahlfucker mint is something that not a lot of people talk about anymore. And I think that's a shame because everyone's onto these super mints. And there's a time and a place for super mints, but sometimes you just want like a nice sweet mint.
Oh, I love Dahlfucker mint. And also one more to that underrated flavor. I'm sorry, underrated brand. I feel like Nirvana has kind of resurfaced again. And Nirvana, if you guys don't know, is laced with Doka. And it's like a super shisha. It gives you a super buzz. Ants in my pants, one of my favorite flavors. So good.
Let's see. Brad just said I keep skipping him. I keep missing Brad's comments, which is unfortunate because Brad's always awesome. And the only thing I've said is keep skipping me. You know, I'm going to say some stuff about chat and find Brad's comments if you can.
Okay. He said, being you missed my comments, I think you guys should do a pack contest where you try custom packs and try them each and then choose a winner. That's a good idea for a video.
Yeah, I would do that. Dahlfucker did a similar thing for branded Dahlfucker. Yeah, that was awesome.
I totally remember that. I think it was on Hookah John's channel that Dahlfucker did that contest and sent out a whole bunch of their special edition line, which was really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the Dahlfucker special edition flavors, it's not a different tobacco or anything like that. It's just mixes of their different pre-existing flavors. I don't know if they've actually created any specific flavor for the special edition line.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Dahlfucker special edition. That's just my personal preference. I would rather smoke Dahlfucker Golden line or the regular line all day long. For those of you who haven't tried Dahlfucker Golden, it's not dyed, it's golden leaf, and the Escadrani apple and the golden orange are two that I keep in my lineup all the time. Super good.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they don't get as much press as I think that they should. Dahlfucker Golden line has, I think their mint is better than the regular Dahlfucker mint, and their orange is by a long shot better than the Dahlfucker orange, in my opinion. And Dr. Noobsauce, if you want to smoke some Dahlfucker grape, we can get together and smoke some Dahlfucker Golden Grape, because that's a good grape. It's not a garbage grape like the Dahlfucker normal grape.
Oh, I'm going to have to buy some, because I've been looking for like a white grape type flavor. And some of those flavors are really hard to nail. Like Starbucks tried to do a white grape, and I don't like it at all. I like Starbucks as a brand. There's a lot of things from their lineup that I like to smoke. But, you know, like you said, with brands, they all have their hit and miss flavors. And Dr. Noobsaw says Social Smoke Lemon Drop, I believe, is a good flavor. It absolutely is. Lemon Drop and Pistachio Breeze are two that I love from Social Smoke.
Yeah, you know, I actually haven't tried anything by Social Smoke, which I feel like is wrong because I've heard a lot of people talking about Social Smoke being not so good a brand. And then I've heard Brandon talking, you know, Brandon Forrest Olson, I think is his name. He mixes like Social Smoke with Tangiers, which is just, I want to try that.
Yeah. I mean, I mix Fumari with Tangiers. It can be done. And Social Smoke is an actually, it's a pretty good brand. It's good for noob smokers, especially because it kind of gives you a lesson on heat management and you can mess around with it. It's pretty forgiving. It's not as heat resistant as Fumari used to be. But they have a lot of really great flavor profiles. Do they, you know, last for 2-3 hours? No.
Yeah,
but if you are a short session smoker, like 45 minutes to an hour, then Social Smoke is perfect, especially when you're socially smoking. Pun.
Got him.
When you're socially smoking with a group of friends that don't usually smoke, it's really good.
Yeah, and really quick, Khalid Abed, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly because I'm bad with names. Trifecta Darkleaf always burns with me. I try it with the 80 feet 80 and 3 titanium cubes in a Provost. He's also tried it with a metal Shisha Bucks and an Ignis with 3 cubes and still burns. Thoughts? Trifecta, now I'm going to say really just straight up off the bat, Trifecta Dark is one of my favorite types of tobacco to buy. I'm not so much into their blonde line. I've had some flavors that I've liked, but Trifecta's Dark line has been nothing but awesome to me. Now, 3 cubes in a Provo sounds like a lot of heat.
It is on Trifecta Dark. I mean, I've done it before and it's held up well, but it's certain flavors. Like if it's a mint flavor, it can hold up really well. Dirty Mint holds up well. Death by Ice. Even Morning Glory holds up really well under a lot of heat, but most of it you can get away with 2 cubes in a Provost or just go straight 3 cubes on foil and just kind of, you know, edge them off the side of your bowl and then just kind of move them in as you adjust the heat.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Heat management is really important with different tobaccos. Dark leaves, I think there's a, what do you think about dark leaves? In my opinion, most dark leaves tend to be a little bit, once you get them going, they burn a lot more cleanly and consistently from what I've seen, but they tend to be a little bit more heat temperamental. They get a little bit fussy when you put too much heat on them too fast.
Yeah, I agree. If you don't manage the heat right on dark leaf right away and you don't start your session off right, then it's going to burn the entire time. So definitely ease your way into heat. You can always have that third coal sitting on the burner, get the bowl going and then add it, or, you know, bury it in some coal ash, which you can do. And just hitting up the comments here, which shisha has the least nicotine? I would go for Social Smoke or Starbuzz, the original line. And yeah, Fumari, Tobacco. I don't really put that in the same category as shisha because it's not tobacco. But I will tell you guys, if you haven't tried Heaven Leaf, Heaven Leaf is an amazing product, especially to mix with blonde leaves to make it more heat resistant. I can throw 4 cubes, you know, 4 cubes on foil, 4 cubes in, on a Provost, and that stuff will not burn.
Yeah, you can abuse the Heaven Leaf tobacco. I think that, what's that guy's name? The guy who does the tobacco. I can't think of his name.
Narek.
He does a good job. I actually need to pick some of that stuff up. I got some sample packs from him and did some lives over on THL on them. And I haven't re-upped on any tobacco for my stash. But the peppermint is outstanding. It's almost a super mint with how strong it is.
You should have jacked some from Kyle since I gave him like 500 grams of tobacco.
Yeah, I slipped up. That was, maybe we should talk about the meetup we had because that was fun. Maybe people want to know about that. But we are getting towards the last 20 minutes. And I actually wanted to talk a little bit about hookah sickness and maybe how to avoid it. Because I think that's a topic that should be talked about with some regularity with, you know, new people turning 18 every freaking day and people who want to try out hookah. Because when I first started, I was very prone to getting sick smoking hookah. But really quick, let's see if I'm missing anything in the chat. No, mostly just banter between people. Oh, I pronounced Khalid's name correctly. That's awesome. But yeah, I would like to talk a little bit about hookah sickness, what it is, how to avoid it. Already you've got people, Brad Samora and Nafael, saying, drink water. And I think that's probably the most obvious one, but do you have any things that you do when you're smoking hookah? And absolutely, you're more seasoned at this point, obviously. So you, you have a tolerance, but I imagine you have some practices that you've put into place.
Yeah, so I mean, I haven't been smoking as long as some of you guys out there, but I've been smoking hookah since the summer of 2014. So I'm coming up on 4 years now. And I had a lot of hookah sickness at the beginning, especially when I was experimenting with dark leaf. So the things that I do, number one, drink water or just keep hydrated. Right now I'm drinking some sweet tea, drink Gatorade, Powerade, anything with electrolytes or anything that's going to hydrate you. Two, eat. Even if it's a light snack, a box of Cheez-Its, shout out to Dr. Noob Sauce because I had to go buy Cheez-Its the other day because he was peer pressuring me. Three, this is the most important. Make sure your coals are lit all the way because if not, you're going to instantly get sick. I'm just telling you from experience, whether you use Insta-lights or which is, you know, not a good thing anyway. But whatever type of coal you're using, make sure they're lit up all the way. They need to be white. They need to be, you know, glowing red, whatever you do to light them. Four, take a break in between your smoke session. Like I'm doing right now, you know, take a couple of puffs, breathe. You need to get some oxygen in your lungs because that's how I got sick from Tangiers. And those are the four things that I make sure I do.
Ooh, okay, so you're breaking up again, but I'm going to chime in really quick and get to some of the people who have said some things in the chat because some of these are... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so Eddie Chung comes in with, here's a cigar smoker secret. I've never heard of this. Maybe you have. If you get hot and sweaty from nicotine, eat chocolate. Thank me later. That's wild. Have you ever heard of that? Oh, she is smoking or something right now. And then Naphael says he's... Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Am I cutting out again?
You were a little bit, yeah, but I think you might be fine now. Although I can't see your video at all, which is bad. Let me know if you're still there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi. You're back.
Hi,
okay.
Sorry. I don't know what's going on with my connection. But
things happen.
But pizza rolls, guys. Get on the pizza roll train.
Pizza rolls. I've got Neff says he eats these pizza hybrid Cheez-Its. He really likes eating while smoking. And then we've got Rami says he always has chopped fruits with hookah, which I think is just generally a good combination in general. And then vitamin water. Watermelon, cantaloupe is one of my favorites. And vitamin water is good with smoking. I agree with that. And a lot of people saying smash that food, have that drink, eat food beforehand. Yeah, basically just stay well hydrated and eat. Sometimes I intentionally don't eat before smoking Tangiers because I want to fly, but I don't recommend that.
I actually intentionally don't eat before smoking Tangiers too because if I smoke Tangiers after I eat, I end up throwing up.
Whoa.
I don't know why. It's every single time I do this. My gag reflex starts and then I end up like puking. But when I smoke Tangiers, I tend to want that nicotine to curb my craving and appetite. Yeah. So I don't eat as much. So, I mean, take it how you take it, but that's just in my personal experience. If I eat before smoking Tangiers, I get sick.
Yeah. I don't really get sick when I eat before Tangiers, but it messes with how much head buzz I can get going. And I smoke Tangiers for the wrong reasons. Rose of Death actually asked, what exactly is hookah sickness? And we didn't touch on that. That's pretty important. What do you define as hookah sickness, Sally?
Hookah sickness is when you get nicotine poisoning. So when you have too much nicotine in your system, you will feel all sorts of symptoms, whether that's a massive headache. I've had headaches up to 4 or 5 hours that I've literally had to go take a nap to sleep it off. Even if I've taken like ibuprofen or any kind of over-the-counter painkiller, it does not make the headache go away. It makes you feel sick to your stomach sometimes. It clouds your vision a little bit. I feel like you kind of get that head rush, and it's just a constant feeling of getting a head rush. It's just not a good feeling.
Yeah, it's something that we try to avoid. There's a difference between a head buzz and hookah sickness. A head buzz is something that a lot of the Tangier smokers especially actually aim for when they're setting up sessions. But a hookah sickness is just a generally unpleasant experience. I personally get dizzy, which is, I don't enjoy being dizzy at all. I feel like most people don't. So it's something that we try to avoid. Naf says he drinks chocolate milk, which I think you're just finding an excuse to drink chocolate milk, Naf.
I don't do dairy with my hookah. I'm sorry. I just don't. Do a Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoos are okay because it's water.
That's disgusting. Yoo-hoos are gross. What is wrong with you? Brad says don't drink alcohol. I'm guilty of doing that a lot, actually. I usually drink when I smoke.
Well, during our meetup, a lot of us were drinking beer. I mean, I wasn't, but a lot of you guys were drinking beer, and I drank.
Yeah, that meetup.
Sparkling water. But a few drinks, don't drink to get drunk and smoke hookah or put alcohol in the base and think you're cool, because you won't be feeling cool at all.
Yeah, and you've wasted alcohol. Like, there's a better way to use alcohol, guys. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you can actually drink it, and it does things to your equilibrium that are fun.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it out of the base after you're done with your session. That's just gross.
That's I'm going to do that on a video.
You should. Waste a whole bunch of fruit on it while you're at it, too.
I'm only here for the clicks. Gustav says, sounds like Vom Town. Assuming that means Vomit Town, I'm going to just strictly agree with that. Noob Sauce says chocolate is good for Dementor's attack as well.
I like it.
Nerd.
Dementor, no. Dementor.
And Jessica, what Yoo-hoo is amazing. I'll be honest. She's usually drinking beer or something, and so am I. How can you guys stand Yoo-hoo? Chocolate water?
I like it. I don't know why. I just do. It's refreshing. It's not like chocolate milk where you feel like this thick coating in your throat. It's just refreshing.
I love the feeling of a thick coating in my throat.
I bet you do. Bet you do.
We'll talk more about that
in another video.
Yeah, in another. It's not going to be on this channel. It's not going to be on this website. All right. I think we should probably start wrapping up, because I want to be done at 8:30 for the sake of time and keeping it short, because, you know, these episodes we want to aim for an hour. They usually go for an hour and 20 minutes. But without Matt here, I feel like I can only manage so much at once. I'm still getting the hang of this. But before we wrap up, I do want everyone to know where to find you who doesn't already know who you are, what you do, and all that stuff. So I want to give you a couple minutes to plug yourself, your YouTube channel, any other social media you might have access to that people can find you on.
Awesome. So I am Sally, a.k.a. Sal Savage, because I'm savage. My mixed game's pretty savage, guys. I'm not going to lie. But my channel on YouTube is The Shisha Savage. If you just search for me in the search bar, you'll find me. My logo has a Korean flag on it, red, blue, and black with the hookah. You can find me on Instagram at The Shisha Savage, THESHISHA Savage. And just so you guys know, I am relaunching my channel this week, hopefully, or next week at the latest. I shot my first video.
Oh, no. Don't fall apart.
Stop. I appreciate it. Coming back.
There it is.
Dare. So I don't know if you guys have heard me talking about this on my lives or anywhere else, but I've actually partnered up with SouthSmoke.com. And Jessica Canary in the chat right now is over at South Smoke. So she has put this together. So they're going to be sponsoring me. I'm still going to be buying my own tobacco, as always. But you'll see half reviews from me to promote, certain brands and flavors that they carry over at South Smoke. And also flavors that I find interesting or are the new, the good, you know, out there in the market. Because at the end of the day, I'm a hookah enthusiast just like you guys. And I put that on my channel tagline. I'm just a hookah enthusiast showing some love for the lifestyle. So once I get going, I'll get back on a schedule. I'll probably start posting on Thursdays again. Because Adrian and I had a good chat about this. And we actually post on opposite days. So, you know, we kind of push each other's channels. You're going to see a lot more collaboration videos between me and other reviewers. I'm sorry, myself and other reviewers. I'm an English major, so that bothered me. between Adrian, Chris over at Dr. Noob Sauce is going to be helping me on my channel with some editing and also some collaboration Jessica and I are going to be posting some videos on South Smoke's website with some tutorials on how to pack certain brands, on how to clean your hookah pipes, things like that. Drunk hookah review should be fun to watch. Yeah, but I'm just going to keep my channel PG, okay? PG-13.
I'll do the drunk hookah reviews. Don't you worry.
Yeah, Adrian's more established than me at this point, so he can do drunk hookah reviews.
I think you could do it. I just think that you're a better person than me, probably.
Whatever. All I have to do is take off my makeup, and it looks like I have Asian red face anyway, so I don't really have to drink that much. Sweet. I did drink a glass of wine before I did a live on Hookah University the other day, though, and that was kind of entertaining. But yeah, so guys, give me a subscribe if you haven't already. Give Adrian a subscribe over at Pipe Dream Hookah. Matt over at Matt Deason. I mean, there's so much information out there, and we just want to share with you guys. I'm not in it for just the clicks. I feel like we all just really love what we do, and we just want to get information out there to you guys quickly and efficiently. You know, and having some integrity by really testing these products and pushing them to the limit. So thank you guys so much for watching and being so supportive as a community. I feel like the communities have come a long way in the last couple of years.
And she's breaking up again. Let's give it a second to see if she comes back.
And being number one fan.
There we go. She came back. All right. Well,
I'm excited. Damn, what did you hear last?
I think that pretty much finished it up. You're good. It only broke out for a second. Unlike Sally, who is relatively selfish, I am only here for the clicks and the views. So yeah, like she said, you can find me over at Pipe Dream Hookah. If you want to find me on Instagram or Twitter, that's @_PipeDream. But the big plug I want to put in this episode is Matt and I want to start pushing the Facebook group. There's a lot of hookah-based Facebook groups. We're not interested in adding one to the fray of just people talking about hookah stuff in general. We wanted to push our Facebook group as a way to interact with the podcast. So something I think we might try for the next podcast is I'll leave a link to this in the description after this video is finished being live, and you can watch it again on the replay. And then on the next AM Hookah podcast, I'll probably put it in the chat first thing. But we have a Facebook group, which is called AM Hookah. And what we would like to do is start having people maybe post pictures of their setups before the show. Maybe we could show those on the show, talk about what everyone's smoking, stuff like that. And it would be an easier way to host giveaways. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely go check us out. You can just Facebook search AM Hookah or AM Hookah podcast, and it'll pop right up. And there will be more information about that in the future, because we have some other giveaways and stuff planned, because the best way to get clicks is to give stuff away out here. With that said, and I think that's just going to about wrap it up, except for comments. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, Sally, Gustav the Eighth. I think that's still wrong. I think that's not how Roman numerals work. But are you aware of who he is and what he does?
No, I'm not.
Okay, he's like a prolific tweeter. He's always on Twitter, and he's pushing like everyone's videos. And he talks about stuff in the hookah industry on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter, you probably know that hookah is not very big on Twitter at this point. So he's doing a good job of helping push that. So your videos, he will find them, and he will post them up on Twitter. And it's Gustav the 13th. Now I know how to say your name, Gustav. Sweet.
Gustav, that's amazing of you. I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but I might just have to get back into it just to see what you tweet. But if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's @itssarry. So it's @itssarry. Yeah, I'll log in and figure it out and share it somewhere. But just so you guys know, if you want to go over to southsmoke.com and pick up any hookah products that you might need, I just got a discount code issued to me. So it's going to be ShishaSavage12 for 12% off of everything on their website, including sale items. So that's pretty cool.
That is a good coupon code. Most codes don't include items that are on sale, so that's impressive. Good for you, South Smoke and Sally. Let's see here. Gustav, Twitter posts come from my Facebook page, Michigan. Oh, by the way, the Hookah, the Pipeline, one of the shows I do on my channel, it's coming out of beta in a couple weeks. I'm working on doing it. It's going to be bi-weekly, and the show's going to be a little bit longer. But for anyone who watches the Pipeline, that's why it hasn't been out. But if you don't want to spend time watching the Pipeline, just follow Gustav on Twitter. He basically just says everything I'm going to say anyway. So you can just.
I liked your beta version of the pipeline. I liked it a lot. And you're going to have to debut on the AM Hookah podcast, which you're going to start doing on your reviews by laying down the pipe.
Yeah, that's at the end of every video, just have to lay down the pipe. That's a Sally idea. And that's not a bad idea because I don't come up with my own ideas. I steal them from everyone around me.
Well, you don't want to lay down the actual pipe because there's coals and I don't want you to get burned and have third degree burns, but it's close enough.
Yeah. And really quick before we go, Gustav asked a good question. Also, teach us how to use coupon code. Typically, so I have one for 5-star hookah. That's going to be piped15, P-I-P-E-D, 1-5 for 15% off anything on 5-star hookah's entire site, excluding what's already on sale. And there's usually a place, once you've already put your information in, where there's a little bar that says discount codes. And you can put in, a lot of people have the 5-star discount code. There's a few different ones you can use. But Sally, is it the same thing over at South Smoke?
I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't gone through the checkout process yet. I'll get back to you guys on that. But generally on any hookah vendor website, you can go through the checkout process and put in your address and information. And then right before you check out and cash out, there's a little spot for a promo code. It usually says promo/discount code. So you can go there.
Oh, and yeah, if you ever have any trouble shopping on either website, we'll talk about South Smoke for this one since that's who she's teamed up with right now. But if you ever have an issue, find one of us on Facebook. You can just search our names and hit us up in the DMs. Is that okay with you, Sally? I mean, anytime you need to figure it out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you guys ever have any trouble or have any questions or have any suggestions, definitely hit me up on Facebook Messenger, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you. I'm pretty good about it.
Outstanding. All right, Sally, I think that's just going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me and taking a little bit of the pressure off myself. I was very stressed about doing this without Matt, and I think it went fairly well. Yeah?
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We should do this again in the future, and I'll plug this again because it's something we've talked about, but these seasons are going to be 24 episodes long, and we're seriously entertaining the idea of doing a giant group hangout for the last episode. Just like a smoke and chill season finale before we take our 2 weeks to prep for season 2 of the AM Hookah podcast. So, you know, if that's something people want to do, because there's been interest in it, let us know. And go check out the AM Hookah podcast Facebook group, because we're going to give stuff away and that's probably going to be part of how we do it. And yeah, that'll just about wrap it up. Sally, anything before we cut?
Remember, guys, discount codes, piped15 over at 5starhookah.com and shishasavage12 at southsmoke.com. And keep an eye out for our channels. Hit that bell button when you subscribe so you see when our new videos post. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, you guys, so much for watching. I look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. I think I'm going to have a guest, and I think I know who it is. I will update on all of the media that I'm usually on. And until next week, everybody, happy smoking.